your head. Sing it loud, I wanna hear when you lose it, yeah. Live your last day the way you wanna groove it. Start to appear. Little bird lost the counting cost. The love we threw away, my dear. Time to cry, to curse the sky. It's too late at this stage. I could have lived a life just watching you die. Oh, in a love that became a cage. Sun right over your head. Sing it loud, I wanna hear it when you lose it, yeah. Live your last day where you wanna groove it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wrote that song about a little budgie I had. You know what a budgie is? Good. I've had to explain that word quite a few times over here. Yes, it was a tragic story when one of my ex relationships left the back door open, and my little bird flew out the back door. I know, yeah. Yes, it was the end of our relationship. Now meet me and the guy, not me and the budgie. That was it. So, but I like that one also. Somebody said that it's also a very similar representation of when a child leaves home for the first time. And you have to let it go. So those of you that have got a lot more money in the bank because your children have left home now, every month, you probably can relate to that one, eh? So, yes, I've having a wonderful time out here in America. I actually got married in Texas 3 years ago. And my husband, unfortunately, as we discussed in the first part of the show, is away with the fairies as we speak. He's back in England, having had a very good day out with my father and my mum. And I'd like to sing a song now. There's a few people here that know Barry, and Can we just have a shout out to Barry, all the people that now go, hi, Barry. We miss you, Barry. Though he'll start crying now. I don't know what he's like. Start blubbing. We're missing you, darling. I'm going to sing his song now, which is it's called Barry's Song. For those of you who didn't actually quite catch it last time I was here. This is the song, being a broke musician, this was my present to him on our wedding day. We got married in Texas, in Llano. And it was kind of like a dream wedding for me. You know, I'd watched far too much Dallas when I was about 11 years old. I wanted to be Lucy Ewing. All right, and I had I had my white leather wedding dress, my white leather cowboy boots, and a margarita machine. So after all the speeches, and there's a few tears, you know, and it was all very lovely and very special and very homely and down to earth. I borrowed somebody's guitar, and in my white leather wedding dress stood on the porch of the Dabbs Hotel, which is an old railroad hotel, which is, you know, Dabbs, the Dabbs Hotel, it's a fabulous place. And this was the song I sang to my husband. It's called Barry Is The One. Beautiful man, sentimental soul, gentleman cowboy, badass rock and roll. He spends his life on the borderline. He's a gunner at heart. Keeps it all ticking over. He hates the clock alarm. He says, you know, hey babe, I'm a lucky man. Well, I'm never gonna bet him in a poker hand. He thinks he's having all the fun, but I know I'm the lucky one, 'cause Barry's the one. I do declare Barry's the one. I will, I swear Barry. Long, long way, Barry is the one I'm gonna marry one day. He's like a black silhouette. He loves everyone he's met. First things first, though, coffee and cigarette. He's like a rhino on the radio. He misses his mom. His voice, oh, it's spoken. Yeah, his voice is sung. He says, you know what, babe? I'm a lucky man. Well, I'm never gonna bet him in a poker hand. He thinks he's having all the fun, but I know I'm the lucky one, 'cause Barry's the one. I do declare Barry is the one. Now, will I swear first time I saw him naked, he wore nothing but a pair of cowboy boots. He's a passionate guy, oh my, he loves Americana roots. He's got a small scar on his cheekbone. He's never worn a wedding ring. He's a Scorpio male. His tail's got a sting. Barry is the one, I will declare. Barry is the one, yeah, I will, I swear. Barry is the one, we come a long, long way. Barry is the one I'm gonna marry today. Barry is the one, and I love him so. Barry is never gonna let him go. Barry is the one, we got no regrets. 'Cause now I'm Mrs. Marshall. Gets requested, actually. But took me a long time to find him, the old bugger. And took him even longer time to find me. I like to sing this one to all the single women in here, if there are any. Are there any single women in here? You don't have to. Hey, you're not a. Is that a woman? Oh my God. Well, you know what? Everybody's looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right. Unless you found them already, of course. Or Mr. or Mrs. Right Now. I was singing this song for a long time and before I met my husband anyway. It's called Where's That Man? Because, you know, you don't want one of those cheating men. You want a good, good man, don't you? A really good man. I woke up this morning and I cried, Lord, I am in need. But it ain't for no man, don't give a damn about what's good for me. I gotta find me a man who understands. Sometime this century, please. I said, where's that man? A good, good man. A real good man. Not one of those cheating men. A good, good man, who's gonna be good to me. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get so lonely, I wanna break out. We'll stop waiting an eternity. Every night I hope and pray, gonna find that man someday, and we're gonna be happy. Yes, we are. I need to get off of this page. Waking up on a brighter day. With that good, good man right next to me. I said, where's that man? A good, good man. Real good man. Not one of those cheating men. Brings me to the next song, which is called Guilty. Hands up who are guilty in here. Hey, you know, there's always one that admits to being guilty. You're the one that's going to heaven. Hey, we're all guilty of something. You are forgiven, my friend. Taint bless you, taint bless you. you're listening to Taint Radio out there. You need to come to these shows. You will walk out feeling totally renewed. Don't ask me what this song's about. But it's called Guilty. It's great feeling guilty. Because you know you can get forgiven, right? Sometimes. I've been watching the clock. It's like time just stopped. It's been 3 o'clock for 5 minutes or more. I played my part, I hear my beating heart. Tells me the door so near, my head says yet so far. I'm guilty, I'm guilty. Laying in these arms, Lord, I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Now I've done the crime, took what was not mine. I got a guilty conscience telling me to walk the line. Drank from the cup, can't replace what I took. So I hold my hands up and I do my time, and I'm guilty, guilty. Laying in these arms, Lord, guilty. Guilty as charged. How low could I go? I got down dirty and low. Oh, I got me feeling so guilty. I'm guilty. Laying in these arms. No, 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 I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. Now to sum it all up, I guess I'm stuck in this rut. I got my arms wide open, my eyes wide shut. Oh, I can't come back from the land of love shack. It feels so good, this heart attack. Guilty, oh, I'm laying in his arms. No, 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 I'm guilty as sure. Song had to be written. Cheers, everybody. Good health. And all to everybody out there in Taint Land, whatever you're doing, I'm going to actually sing my kitchen table song now, for those of you who know that. The kitchen table song. You know, the first inspiration of that song happened when I had my head on the table. And I opened my eyes and saw this piece of wood 2 inches away from my nose, and started just looking at the cracks in it. And that was it. I just thought, and it spoke to me. I thought, God, look at the dirt down the crack. But get the Hoover out, God's sake. But no, seriously, it was then I got thinking, actually, about all the times and things and situations that had happened to me and others, you know, around the kitchen table. And that was pretty much it. But I know I've certainly had some great times around it, and some not so great times, and some damn good times under it. But it's a dead, you know, it's a good sturdy piece of furniture, and it's been with me for a while. And you know, it's kind of the centre of my universe when I'm at home. You know, I cook a lot, and when people come around, they immediately gravitate towards the kitchen in my house because there's always something smelling nice. And for you out there that have a kitchen table and you know what I'm talking about, this is kind of a song for everybody. Solid as a rock, but not made of stone. Wherever I've been, it's part of my home. It feeds the family, it's seen my spills. My kitchen table reads all my bills. There's candle wax and the lacquer's cracked. How am I gonna pay this back? I got my front page news in my morning hair. Too much booze, a drunken rage, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. A kitchen table, fly on the wall, coffee stains like muddy rings. Pussycats think they're on stage. Oh, go on, get off. So pull up a seat. Why don't you stay a while? A kitchen table, old-fashioned style. Can you stand the heat? Run a mile. Are you staying to eat? Or do you just wanna sit and cry? Jack up your sleeve. Hey, that ain't fair. Sit still while I cut your hair now. Lord. So pull up a seat. Why don't you sit a while? My kitchen table, old-fashioned style. Can you stand the heat? Or do you want to run mine? Are you staying to eat? Or do you just want to sit and cry?
at my kitchen table. Old-fashioned style.
Thank you. A million stories in a story there. While I'm in this obscure tuning, I'm going to play another little tune you probably know. Cheers, by the way. Yeah. We're having a party now. This is it. We're here for the night. God damn. Okay. This is one of my favourite songs, I think, from growing up. I got into Eric Clapton quite early age as well. But I love the harmonies on this, and I love the crossover of sort of country and blues. I put it into an open tuning, and now this is the result of my version of Lay Down Sally.
Just to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a cracker, that one. So about 3 or 4 days ago, I was in Louisiana. It's not the first time I've been there. Last time I was a tourist. I wasn't actually playing there. I was with my dad. And we decided to take a trip down the Mississippi on one of those beautiful big paddle steamers. And, you know, the dream is, you know, always completely different from the reality. And but it was great. I mean, it was still wonderful. But unfortunate thing was, we got on there, it was 95 degree heat, and it was glorious. It was glorious weather up until about 15 minutes into the trip, where all of a sudden this big black line appeared, and within 15 minutes it was the worst torrential rain I've ever seen in my life. So we had to turn around quick, smart, because it was quite a big bad storm coming in. But you know, we're not used to that sort of like changeable weather. I mean, we're used to rain, don't get me wrong, but that was just ridiculous. That wasn't rain, that was like Armageddon. So I wrote this song called Too Much Water in my Bourbon Street. Driving down to New Orleans, mosquito hell on the windscreen. Looking my best, well, it's a tourist thing. Wearing a dress like a second skin and boots that could give a good ass kicking as the sun reflected off the Mississippi Queen. I was with my dad and old Fred that day. Forgot a shrimp boat down in Galveston Way. He said we won't catch much for a goddamn lunch on that one. Then we boarded the Queen. She was steaming, bitching, just like cooking up a gumbo in old Mammy's kitchen. Oh Lord, I can still smell that sweet meat, Mammy. Oh, yeah. We had a turnaround. We had a turnaround on that river. Oh, turn around, yeah, turn around, before those clouds got any bigger. 'Cause you don't know what's coming down. The jazz band lifted our spirits high, just like being back in 1945, and old-time music, well, it just makes me want to drink. Chugging down that river, it was such a delight. Mr. Know-it-all telling me what's left and what's right. But straight ahead, that was getting me thinking. There was a big black line like someone just drew it. Weather coming in on the captain, boy, he knew it. Cut the trip short, cousin, that you don't want to be caught. Then we turned that queen around in 3 minutes flat. Band was playing Dixie, the singer lost his hat. Electric in the air and the smell of fear. Check the black line, it was twice as near. Turn around, turn around. We had a turn around on that river, yeah. Turn around, we had a turn around before those clouds get any bigger. 'Cause you don't know what's coming down. Quick, get off the boat, get under something, keep dry. Black magic streets like someone just died. Pretzels, sour crowded rats. Oh no! Hot dog stalls selling Rain Max to go. Heaven went black like I was selling my soul. Big fat splats of H2O. All this happening around my feet. There was too much water in my bourbon street. Can't bear no blame on the voodoo game for this one. No, 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 no. Turn around. We had to turn around. Thank you. Yeah, I had this this great picture that my dad took of me standing underneath one of those awnings that had broken with a sloosh of water. It was like just coming on, and I just stood underneath it like that. Water was coming out of my boots. But it was great. It's a wonderful sort of baptism thing. Baptized in Bourbon Street. Hey, it's another song. A few years ago. I lost a very good friend of mine. And it's actually, I always try and look at the positive and the negative, you know. He was my bass player at the time, and he checked out early. I was very angry with him. And I thought, well, who's going to play my bass lines now? So I started playing them myself. So that's the positive from the negative, anyway. But eventually, after kind of sunk in what he'd done, I wrote this song, which I know he would have loved. It's called Too Much Rock and Roll. Rock and roll hellraiser, oh, my old friend I found. Dead for a good 10 days or so, you know, he never said what got him down. Was a damn fine engineer, but Soho his playground. Haunted by some fear all along, didn't want to stick around. He said, it's time to go, I don't want to grow old. Had enough of that rock, rock, rock and roll. It got him running like a hero on a quest. I said, lose the lever and cut your hair. Maybe then she'll be impressed. Taxman left up letters for him. Company went bust. Life's a gamble. He said, cash me in. All my bets are on. Time to go. Didn't want to grow old. Had enough of that rock, rock, rock and roll. Gas, my brass zipper, and enough of that rock, 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 rock and roll. Yeah. Then one day he never called me back. I knew his light had faded black. No more hurt, no more Amsterdam. Cause he ain't never ever coming back. Thank you. His neighbor said, is he okay? I said, come on, let's go. He's dead. I think of him now and again, cause we had some good times. But he ain't suffering anymore, like the ones he left behind. Time to go, wanna go. Technical difficulties, I just eat them up. At the end of the day, I got a guitar and I can sing to you. If it all goes pear-shaped, I can sit in the chair in the front row and we can have a little jamboree. Yeah. I'd like to sing a song I sang a couple of weeks ago with a great violinist from Austin called Eric Hockenham. Do you know him? Eric Hockenham. Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah, amazing fiddle player. And but this is a song that Patty Griffin put on her last one of her last albums, Thousand Kisses. And deserves to be sung, this one. I love this song. It's one of those albums, A Thousand Kisses, that, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like watching your favourite weepy movie. You put it on, you're like, for no reason at all, you're like, oh God.
Tomorrow night, will you remember what she said tonight? Tomorrow night, will all the thrill be gone? Tomorrow night, will this be just another memory? Or just another song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. Your heart is beating fast as you willingly surrender. Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you said tonight? are so tender. Your heart is beating fast as you willingly surrender to me, my darling, at last. Tomorrow night, will you be with me when the moon is bright? Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you said tonight? Tomorrow night, will you say those lovely things you said tonight?
Ah. Okay. We have company. We are not alone. We've been observing your stage. We come in peace. Okay, welcome to the stage, Elmer. Will you give Elmer a big round of applause?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm Dave, just got your name. We're sorting the technical problem out. It's called plugging it in. Stage, please. There's only room for Elmer on there. Well, that's, you're just in time. Well, let's just do a little bit of Jelly Roll.
brand new secret you can't catch on. Cause I'm the crazy that you're killing road and make the best in town. And you're keeping your diamond down.
To see the audience jumping on stage on the drum kit. Fantastic.
I know nothing about the situation.
Keep denying everything, Elmer. I want to sing a song for all the sexy people in here tonight. Sorry, did you hear what I just said? I need to know where the sexy people are in here tonight. I need to know where all the sexy Tate Radio listening people are in tonight. Well, that's good. We're gonna have a love fest now. I don't want to be no slave. I don't want to work all day. But I want to be true. I just wanna make love to you. Love to you. Oh yeah. Love to you. I don't want to do like you gotta do. Running round like the ace of spades. Baby, talk, 'cause not nobody. made love to you. Love to you. Ah, love to you, yeah. Englishman. Hey, get on. We could make a band called UK. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody, for hanging out tonight. This is my last song of the night. And what can I say? What a party. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, cool. Get on. Wow, he can certainly kick it. I want to thank you all very much. What a great night. Always a great night here at Marsh's Woodwinds. And I shall definitely be back, hopefully this year. Hopefully with my husband this time. And so you can all go, oh, I love that Barry song. Because he loves that. Oh, shucks. What, anything? Hey, the bad, bad girl will come out in a minute. Be careful. Well, I'm gonna finish off with a little song I kind of wrote when I really started doing this full time. very long time ago. No, it was actually about 9 years ago. But that was like the whole, you know, Mom, I'm going to be a musician. Oh, really? And so this was, this is called Broken Strings, this little tune. And I always like to play it on every stage that I perform on, because it's like kind of like a sign of the cross to sort of all the musicians and safeguarding their strings for their gigs. Now, I might need your help on this one, guys. And remember, we are live on air. And we've got to kind of get across to the listener that they're really missing out tonight. Are they missing out tonight? All right. Now when I left home, traveled far, with nothing but this old guitar, I used to dance and play and sing, but nothing's played. Broken string. Oh no. Broken string. Yeah. And I'm broken. Without him, I got a rooftop. It's about as tall as a sneaky low-life belly crawl, thinking about my dear old mum. Cause there's nothing here to cook on. No, no, no. Broken strings. Without him, clean it from my soul. I'd like to thank you all once again for coming out. My name's Bex Marshall. And while I've got you clapping, I need your help. So stop. Don't stop. Clap your hands. I need a little help here. Clap your hands. Cause it's so lonely up on this stand. And I ain't got no band. Will you be my band? I can't hear you. I can't feel you. Come on, give me a real taint. See you next time. Good night.
All right, Bex Marshall. Bex Marshall. And on those two numbers before that, Elmer Gibson. on the keyboards, Peter Ingram on the drums. All right. Pearl Shelby Sharp, one of our taint disc jockeys. Dave Tilley. Yes, all right. Thank you so much for coming out and helping us celebrate a wonderful evening of great music. And we'll do it again. All right.
All right, that's going to do it here for this live broadcast from Marshwood Winds here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Bex Marshall, hope you've enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon. She'll be back. We'll get her back to the States in a while. We're going to head back to our regularly scheduled programming here on Taint Radio. Stay tuned for that. Be up in just a second. And we'll be rebroadcasting this show later in the week, and it'll eventually go up on podcast as well. So look forward to that. All right. Thank you, Bex. We'll see you next time.